What happens over time with the Veterinary Feed Directive? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Over time, the FDA can audit the feed mill, the producer, or the veterinarian to come to them and say, hey, what did you give this group of animals?
That's Microtechnology's Jill Wagner talking about the daunting task of tracking who gave what to which animals, otherwise known as the Veterinary Feed Directive, or VFD. Microtechnologies has a software package that helps with all of that tracking. Now, Zoetis, a global animal health company, says the VFD increases veterinary oversight. This helps to assure that when feed additive antibiotics are used, they are used at the right dose, for the right condition, for the right length of time, and for the right reasons. Now, veterinarians will oversee and offer guidance on the specific level of medication going into feed to treat or prevent disease. Zoetis also says treating anaplasmosis is one of the main uses of oromycin in cow-calf operations, and this use now requires a VFD. Producers can plan to be thinking about whether anaplasmosis control is warranted on their operation, and, if so, what time of year is most critical to begin feeding anaplasmosis control mineral?
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.